This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk podcast, episode number 76. My name is Brian Anderson, founder and creator of AnnuityStraightTalk.com, here to answer all your questions about retirement and how annuities pertain to the stock market and income planning, required minimum distributions, tax planning, Roth conversions, Social Security, anything else you can dream of. The list of articles is long, and we're going to try to create the podcast to match that. So we're on a roll in 2023. The topic today is something everybody has been interested in, has been curious about. There's a lot of people out there on the internet searching for it. I'm going to try to address the question as best I can. Will annuity rates rise in 2023? I've got a newsletter for this. Any of you guys that like to read it, you can go to the website AnnuityStraightTalk.com. Click on the newsletter page. The most recent is always at the top. If you catch this in a few weeks or so, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see it. Will annuity rates rise in 2023? So as I say, last year ended off, it was a good year for people that were retiring, new to the annuity landscape. We had a lot of really good deals. A lot of people capitalized on those. Insurance companies got overwhelmed with the sheer number of people who were trying to jump in, and processing time slowed down as a result. But for everybody that bought one, there's at least one or two people who held back thinking, it'll go a little bit farther, go maybe a little more, maybe I'll get some more. That's why I did the podcast back in November, Annuities and Greed Don't Mix. Anybody who's been looking at annuities, CDs, stuff like that for 10 or 12 years realizes that these are a good deal. There are a lot of people that are just now retiring, and this is kind of the first time they've really looked at it, and they don't know why they're so good because this is the first time they've seen it. We saw the top of interest rates back in November. It's pulled down consistently since then by a little bit, not a ton. Annuities have leveled off and dropped slightly to begin the year, and still people are waiting for rates to rise. It's a number one thing I hear. Sounds good, but I'm going to wait till the Fed comes out. And the Fed has very little to do with what you guys are getting in your pocket. So I would say for anybody who thinks rates are going to rise or wonders if they will, do yourself a favor, take a deeper look and forget about whatever your neighbor or your coworker or your plumber or the guy at the gym or whatever said. You got to form your own opinions and you got to listen to experts' advice. Will annuity rates rise in 2023? I say probably not. Anyone who doesn't like long, drawn-out answers or you don't like listen to the whole thing, I've had a few people comment, boy, that was a waste of time. Well, okay, thanks. Appreciate it. A lot of people say they like it. So, but you don't want that drawn-out answer, you can leave now. I'm going to try to explain why I think that's the case, okay? The Fed wants to add a couple more rate increases. That doesn't directly relate to changes in annuity rates. No matter how many times I say it, I don't care what the Fed does next meeting. Last meeting, they raised it. That's not going to translate automatically to annuity rates. The Fed only controls the federal funds rate, which is the rate charged between banks for overnight loans. So when they change rates, it increases rates for borrowing costs for banks. So you'll see car loans go up in rate. You'll see mortgages go up in rate, CDs a little bit. And that's not going to change the annuity market or the overall bond market, which is where insurance companies play the game. So you need to look at long-term rates. That's where your focus should be. So the short-term rates are more dramatically affected by the Fed action. And if you're in short-term rates, if you need liquidity in 1 or 2 years and you want safety, go buy a dang CD. That's kind of what they're for. Annuities are for long-term propositions. They're for intricate planning situations. There needs to be a purpose behind it. And we're not talking about short-term commitments here. But we've seen like aggressive moves on stuff like 3-month treasuries, 6-month CDs. Somebody bragged, hey, I can get 5% for 9 months on a CD. Okay, what are you going to do after 9 months? I don't know. So the person that understands why 10-year rates are lower, they're going to say, oh yeah, maybe I'll take that 5 or 7-year annuity and guarantee that 5% for 5 to 7 years rather than just have to replace and rebalance the CD. If you have long-term goals and long-term needs, then that's where the annuity fits. And, you know, one thing I've heard consistently, it's like, it's really easy to like project the markets, the interest rates and stock market over a 3 month period than it is, say, a 10 year period. We kind of know where the Fed moved and we kind of know where that's going to sit with us for a little while, but it's harder to gauge what the long-term effect is, like a year or two or three or 10, certainly tough. But annuities being mostly based on long-term rates, focus there. I've always watched the 10-year treasury, and a lot of people have heard me say this. That's kind of a basic indicator of where annuity rates are headed. That's okay to use. It's a little simplistic as well. I don't go into technical details with everyone, but it's an indicator, but it's not the be-all, end-all. All right? Credit spreads play a part as well. Credit spreads, difference between the treasury rate and a bond with similar maturity. So a 10-year treasury right now, I'm recording this, it's about 3.6%. And a 10-year investment grade corporate bond, maybe paying 5.5% or something like that. That's a 1.7% credit spread. That indicates the profitability of the insurance company. You want them, if you buy an annuity from an insurance company, you want them to make money, correct? An increasing spread can offset falling rates to some extent. So if the treasuries fall, it increases that spread. The insurance company has more leverage to keep their products pretty sustained at certain levels. That's why we've seen annuity rates settle just a little bit coming into this year, but the 10-year treasury is down almost 1% at the lowest. It capped out at 4.3 something now, and the lowest was 3.4, so not quite 1%, but close. But you want the insurance company to make money, otherwise you got a bum annuity. You don't buy an annuity from an insurance company that's not making money, okay? So will they rise in 23? We got to go back first to see why the Fed's doing this in the first place, and it's inflation. You guys know that. A year goes out of control. Easy money, stimulus funds flooded the economy with cash. It's been happening for a long, long time, and obviously 2020 didn't make things any better. Home sales surge, building costs, labor market is tight, wages are rising, supply chain issues haven't eased, so everything costs more today. And what the Fed's doing is they increase borrowing rates and it slows down that expansion. They keep pushing them higher until that inflation number comes down. Now, it has come down a little bit, but it's got further to go. So we saw inflation ease kind of toward the end of last year, maybe in October, I think it started to come down. And they said, okay, we're going to slow increases because it still has a ways to go. Now, there's not a direct effect on what the Fed does and inflation. It takes a while to sort it out. That's why a lot of what they're doing is kind of guesswork. January report of 2023 was the lowest we've had in a year, but it's still at 6.5%. The market remains strong because investors are pretty optimistic the Fed will continue to slow things down or even stop. We got a really strong jobs report last week. So the Fed comes back and says, well, we're going to have to be aggressive again and rates are going to have to go higher. So it's more than a theory at this point that the Fed's ultimate goal is to induce a recession. They've essentially been saying as much publicly for the past year. It looks like they're pretty dang serious about it. I've been saying for at least the past year that this thing is going to swing in the other direction at some point. You're going to see a top and then it's going to go back. We're seeing the first signs of it now. And if you don't believe me, then how did the Fed raise rates at every meeting in the last 3 months in the last year while the annuity rates dropped? Many analysts consider the most likely scenario will be that the Fed will do too much. They're going to overshoot. If that happens, it pushes us into a recession, which will have much more of an impact on annuity rates. A recession, faulty market, weak economy, people are going to rush to safety. It's going to drive those treasuries down. And eventually the corporate bond market's going to follow that. So I say don't sit around hoping for rates to rise because I don't think it's going to happen. The best case scenario is that we'll see things level off for a while. And I really think that we're going to have kind of things are going to normalize for a little bit. It's not my only chance to convince everybody that there's some really good deals out there. Those who have been waiting for a long time, not a bad time to do something. It's a great time to do something. And those who have just started looking at this, go back a little ways, 4 or 5 years, and look at what things were like before now, and you realize why I'm telling you these are good deals. So I listened to a webinar last week from the chief investment officer of a major insurance company. And whereas I have been selling annuities for the past 20 years, he's been managing insurance company assets. That's a big job. I think he knows what he's doing, and he's pretty good at forecasting. Otherwise, they wouldn't pay him what they pay him, put him up in a cushy office, right? So his forecast for the 2023 is the 10-year treasury will continue to settle below 3%, could end the year closer to 2%. He said specifically he sees us going back to 2015, 2016 levels. I did not like what I had to work with back then. Take it for what it's worth. But if that does happen, then we're looking at, yeah, we're going to alternate strategies. But it's good that you know that I've been through all of that before. So I have different ways to pivot and think it. Like right now, it's a great time to lock in guaranteed income. I haven't always believed that. I talked about that a few weeks ago. So if that's beneficial to you, now's a really, really good time to get it. And then, but if we go back, then I'm going to talk about, if we go back to a lot lower levels, I'm going to start talking again about staying flexible, short-term commitments, those kind of things. So anybody just starting to look at annuities may not understand completely, and waiting may mean they learn the hard way. I do hope I'm wrong, and I'm not trying to scare anyone or push anyone to make a decision if you're not ready to do it. Timing is the most critical factor in any of these planning decisions. But you guys know I always err on the side of caution and just want you to have a different perspective. And I don't know if this is what everybody else is saying or if it's just what I'm saying, but this is what I'm saying. I want to thank you guys all for joining me. This has been episode 76. Will annuity rates rise in 2023? I don't think so. This will be public. This will be out there. And I will certainly do an update on that down the road. And I will publicly admit whether I was right or wrong. We shall see. If you like the podcast or you like the episode, go to your favorite podcast platform or YouTube, comment, like, share, whatever you want to do. We're available on any podcast platform you could find, Spotify, Apple, Google, the big ones, I guess, and a bunch of other littler ones. Videos on YouTube if you want to see me sitting here in my little cabin in Montana. You can read the newsletter or schedule a call by going to annuitystraighttalk.com, top right corner of any page, schedule a call button to get a hold of me and get on my calendar. Guarantee that I will set aside some time to give you a call. Or if you want to just ring me, it goes right here to my cell phone. 800-438-5121. Again, episode 76. My name is Brian Anderson. Thank you so much for stopping by. I will catch up with you guys next week with the brand new topic. It's going to be good. Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only and does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.